Roger Rashid, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, mate. Round two, saw Sammy Stosur gone again. Let's start there. What's going on? Has to be ahead, right?
Well, yeah, it was obviously there's a component there for sure, because just to the scoreline, not necessarily the play, it's just more the scoreline. When you get to 6-love in a third set, you know, after you've won the second set, so momentum's with you. That you're on a home court, you've got crowd, you've got energy. You know that they're all desperately wanting her to get over the line. So, look, it was lively tennis out there, though. I have to say, and look, this is no excuse, but there's sort of no in between with Sam with her game. It's either full steam and it's full throttle, and there's a lot of action going on, or there's a lot of misses on the tennis court. And when you've got lively conditions where the ball's bouncing around, jumping off the court, it doesn't stay on your strings long enough when you make impact. And through the air, it's got that extra sort of half a metre in flight path because of the conditions that, you know, she just sort of got out of control there in the third set. And Heather Watson, who she played, she's a solid player, honest, keeps you honest, but she's not a 6-love player. Look, it's been extremely disappointing summer, hasn't it, really, to be honest?
Yeah, 47 unforced errors for Sam.
Yep.
Mate, she won that US Open title, a major title back in 2011. She was the 18th seed.
That's
here.
A long time ago now, isn't
it's
it?
It's a long time ago.
She was runner-up at the French Open, remember?
Yes.
There were so many good things going on. And look, that's the thing, as I said, the unforced errors. So you said 47, that's the live, that's what happens. As I said, there's top range and there's top gear, and then there's something that doesn't have. Then there's the bottom part of it. There's no midsection where she can play comfortably for a while and just get her teeth stuck into the match again, if you know what I mean. So almost like sort of shrink the court, go up and down the middle almost as if you're just practicing and warming up with someone and take away errors. Mm. So when the errors turn up, they come in groups. And she just plays big. She plays full pace, and she'll keep going after it, believing in her product. But there needs to be a little bit of security around it when it sort of looks like, you know, when there's multiple misses, you need to actually reset and have some security.
Let's go to the positives if we can for the Aussies. I think we've got five Aussie males through to the second round, which is pretty good, and a couple of low key ones as well. Andrew Whittington. He defeated his Czech opponent. And this Jordan Thompson, he came from two sets to love down to actually advance to the second round. And they pick up $80,000. That's their worst-case scenario now.
Yeah, it's a good coin, isn't it? Oh. 80 grand. I mean, it's risen, I think. The first-round prize money's gone up about $15,000 in the last couple of years. So it's credit to Tennis Australia. They're obviously doing that. They're finding more dollars. But also, you know, it's only four times a year where the paycheck is that sort of extreme, if you know what I mean. So take that away, and if you're not getting that, it's a little bit of a different story. But credit to Jordan. Look, Jordan's played. He's a consistent type of player. If you think of a David Ferrer, he's that type of player. He's gutsy. He competes. He's there for every point. There's nothing big about his game, but he's fit and he stays the distance. And one of the things about being a really top-flight athlete is to have yourself body in condition so you can actually stay the course. We don't have a time clock in tennis, so we're not playing against anything except yourself and the opponent. And, you know, he plays Soosa, who really same sort of type of player. They hit a lot of balls back. And through these conditions, if there's a bit of fatigue and you can stay there long enough, you get an opportunity. And he couldn't get the smile off his face. Jordan, you know, when you play in that environment and you don't do it week in, week out, it's one of those. And you're not sure how often you will do it. It's a good fun time.
Now, Rog, today, mate, we've got Kyrgios and Tomic as well. Dimonara's. How do we see those going? First with Kyrgios, his favourite, $1.10 over Seppi, $7.
Yeah, and remember that was a five set battle last year. Also coming back, I think he came back from two sets of love on Hisense Arena, where you know it was a. So you know Seppi's an honest tennis player. He's older now. He's in his 30s, but he's an honest Italian tennis player who hits a lot of balls back. So you've got to play. Nick's got the guns. He's got the weapons. So when he wants to find a winning point, he'll find it. It's just whether if he digs himself in any holes. But I think it's Nick, and it's pretty comfortably this time. I don't think it'll be. We won't get into that five set slogfest. I think Bernie as well is. I'm not sure what Bernie's
$1.06 mate against Burgess.
Yeah. So they're good draws for both these players. You know, to get into a third round with comfortable opponents, yeah, you've got to play some tennis, but they're comfortable opponents for both of these players. The conditions are different here today. It's this morning already, there's a bit of dew in the air. It's overcast. So, and that's the other thing you've got to do as a player, and I'm sure, with cricket, Slats, is that every day there's the shifting weather conditions. So you've got to be able to understand what the ball's doing through the air, what it's doing off the court, and how it's going to respond to your tennis game. And, Bernie's one of those good players that he gets all that as well.
And Demino made $1.25 over Querrey, $4.
So Demino's actually favourite, is he? Couldn't
yeah,
be.
He is. Yeah, he is.
Says it's... he's
over Sam Querrey?
Yeah.
No, they've got that wrong.
Yeah, can't be right, can it?
That can't be right. I mean...
the poor kid only weighs 69 kilos. Have you seen him?
Yeah,
bench presses cotton butts.
I have seen him. He's very light. So,
I'll double check.
Right. Yeah, no, that can't be right. But that's going to be an interesting contest for him because he plays a player. You know, Sam Querrey, he's got big serve and he's got some firepower. He actually doesn't move great, so you can expose his movement. Would have been good if the conditions were a little warmer. But it's a great opportunity to play a different type of tennis player. And he's going to keep the short points really short and see what you can offer. But again, experience is the key here for young Demino because it gives him an opportunity to get on the court and actually get comfortable with this type of environment.
Mm. That's actually the other way around on the website. So $4 to Demino and $1.25 to Querrey.
I was going to say, could you put your house on Querrey?
Well, in a way,
and look, the other things we had last night, Novak was it was interesting last night. He wasn't comfortable for the whole match really. Even though he won the first set really quickly, he was a couple of points away from losing the second, and there was never any comfort in there. And he emotionally sort of disengaged from the heights that he had taken his game to for the last couple of years, especially the back half of last year. He emotionally was a he got a little loose, and you could see him use his emotions on the court. Well, we were looking for something a little stronger here in the first round. I was really interested in more so looking at his mentality and his frame of mind there, and it was actually quite wobbly again for the first. So he's going to be an intriguing person to watch at the Australian Open, I think. It's not all comfortable for him right now.
All right, Ashley Barty in the women's, $2.35, Rogers $1.60.
Yeah. I don't mind Ash. She's got nothing to lose. She can go out and play tennis. So we don't know what's going to happen. Again, she hasn't played the matches, so that's the only thing going against her. She hasn't had the competition yet, so competition hardening is a massive product when you're going into Grand Slam tennis. And so she's going to offer a good challenge. I'm not sure if she gets up there.
All right, good on you, Rog. We look forward to it. Hot again down there. We imagine it's hot right over the country, so extreme conditions for our tennis players and all our athletes doing battle across the eastern seaboard. Good on you, Rog. Work on that suntan, mate. Looking good.
Yeah, I've got the sunscreen on, though. I've had 103 messages, all from my mother.
Yeah, I reckon you've got the reef oil on. You'll be smelling of coconut. Mm.
And Terry, it's going to be 21 degrees down there today.
Okay. Yeah, chilly today.
Yeah, so it's chilly. Exactly.
He already said that.
Sorry, mate.
See you, boys.
See ya. Bye.